This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Now, will once again allow us to express our greetings to each of you in the room, once again express our gratitude for you allowing us to interact with you back in your vibrational level. And once again, before we begin, we would remind you that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in what we like to refer to as that silent communication or that telepathic interaction in that change of information. And once again, you will find as a result of the energy that you have created in this fact of this afternoon that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into that meditative state. You are but to close your eyes and express the intent. But as always, of course, the choice is yours, absolutely. Now, we've spoken to you rather extensively about utilizing your imagination in this creation process. Something that, once again, many times gets pushed aside, particularly when one enters into your so-called adult phase of this incarnational period that you're involved in. And yet it is critical in this reality creation process, even for what you might think are the most basic realities that you desire to experience. Imagination. And then, of course, there's the expectation. If you don't have the expectation, then imagination becomes almost useless in this creation process. Because you may imagine it and you may desire it, but at some level of your consciousness you don't believe that you're worthy in achieving that which you desire, that which you imagine, that which you are working at bringing into your reality, into your consciousness state of existence in this vibrational level. And so, expectation becomes vitally important. It's not necessarily all that important on your beliefs in how you will achieve this reality. For many, there are those individuals who believe that they are not in control of this creation process, but rather that they are experiencing a reality that is given to them, if you wish, based upon a belief that there are other entities that are influencing or controlling their reality, that their so-called future is predetermined. They believe that there may be certain entities that you refer to as guides or angels that are influencing the reality, that there is another entity existing outside of your vibrational level that somehow is creating this reality that you experience and is responsible for the interactions in your day-to-day experiences. You can have that belief system. And it can bring into this reality that which you desire, that which you utilize your imagination, providing that you have the expectation. You see, even when you believe that you're not in control, that there are other entities that are controlling your reality or influencing your reality, such as your guides or angels, there still is that perception that one must be worthy, that one must follow certain rules and regulations that give them that sense of worthiness, that they are indeed justified in receiving that which they desire, that their imagination is presented in their day-to-day activities in a real form that they can experience in your awakened consciousness state. And so even those who believe that they're not in control still believe at some level that they must be worthy in order to receive these what you might call realities that are desirable. And then there are those, of course, who may believe that they can completely control and create their reality. And yet they as well must have that worthiness, that expectation that it's possible for them to create their reality based upon their beliefs and their belief systems. And so they as well follow certain rules and regulations that they put in place in order to become worthy of creating and achieving the reality that they desire. And even those who believe that they are not in control and that there are no gods or angels or guides who control their reality or influence their reality, but rather believe that it's simply the circumstances surrounding them that are responsible for the reality that they experience, the circumstances that are influenced by other individuals that are involved in this reality creation process with them in their day-to-day activities, then that individual somehow feels that it's simply an act of fact based upon their interactions with other entities. Nonetheless, they still feel that they must be worthy, that it must be within their expectations to bring into this awakened consciousness state that's what they desire. And so expectations become very important, regardless of what the belief is of how you achieve this reality or achieve what it is that you desire. You see, none of the aforementioned belief systems in how your reality is created is more valid than the other. Some may have certain benefits, but none is more valid than the other. From the stock of consciousness that you are, from our position, we do not see as one as being superior to the other. It's your choice. You not only can, but do have whatever it is that you desire. So you wish to believe you're not in control. It's not a right or wrong choice. It's a choice that you make. If you wish to believe you have guides or angels that are controlling and influence your reality, that's not a right or wrong. It's your personal choice, and you can have that. And if you believe it, you will create the reality to validate the belief system. If you believe, on the other hand, that you are absolutely in control, then you will experience realities to validate that belief system. Absolutely. It's not that one is superior to the other. Absolutely not. And if you believe that you're not in control, that it's simply a reaction to all of the activities that are occurring around you, then you're going to have that too. It's not right or wrong. It's your choice. From the position from which you create your reality, there is no judgment as to what's right or wrong. It rejoices in the creation process. It gives to you that which you desire to validate the beliefs that you hold. If you believe you're not in control, that's not a right or a wrong. Or if you believe that you are absolutely in control, it's not right or wrong, it's simply a choice. And the reality that you experience will validate that belief. And so it's a choice and a decision. In this new age and new energy, those choices and decisions can influence your reality in a manner that's been difficult for you to achieve in your past. And it's why it's so important to understand that this creation process is simply the utilization of your imagination in combination with your expectation. And it's important to have that expectation, regardless of what you believe is responsible for the creation process. You must still have the expectation. You must like who you are. You must like who you are. Consciously like who you are. If you don't like who you are, then as well, that's your choice. It's your choice. It's not some other entity or someone else or some other individual that you interact with on your day-to-day activities that says to you, oh, you don't like who you are. It's your choice to not like who you are in your awakened consciousness state. At the level from which you create your reality, you are an entity that creates from a position of absolute unconditional love. It's only in your awakened consciousness state and through various other levels of consciousness that you create this concept that you don't like who you are. It doesn't exist at that level from which you create your reality. You are all that is. There is not one entity existing within this vibrational level or any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than any other individual. You are all that is. So what's not to like? Well, you see in your awakened consciousness that if you don't like who you are, it becomes difficult to achieve what it is that you believe you desire. But it also gives you that opportunity to experience the range of emotions and feelings that are associated with that incapacity to believe that it's not possible for you to achieve what it is that you desire. And when you look at it from your so-called awakened consciousness state, you believe that that's a very, very negative type of reality. You would never choose that type of reality, you suggest, and yet you continuously, throughout your day-to-day activities, make choices and decisions that validate that reality, that validate that belief system that you're not worthy, and at the level of consciousness from which you create this reality, you rejoice in the creation process. You continuously, as we have suggested, make these small choices and decisions, seemingly insignificant, and yet it has a major impact over the reality that you expect to achieve. Like who you are. As we have suggested, there are very few techniques that we would suggest that you put in place or that you utilize in your creation process. But you can definitely enhance this capacity to like who you are by making a list of the principles that you would deem as important. It's necessary that it's your choice. Now, you're not doing this because you want to please someone else. Well, so-and-so thinks if I was held such and such a principle, if I was always very punctual in what I was doing, that would benefit who I was, that I would like myself more. Well, if that's what you believe is important, then you put it in place as a principle. If it isn't, then don't put it as a primary principle. You see, there would be a level of principles, and we would suggest that you put it, your principles, as you make the list, you go over the list and say, oh, I believe this one is right now the most important principle for me to be concerned about. I have a difficulty with this principle. I don't feel that I'm up to par, perhaps. And it's your judgment. It's not someone else looking at that and judging it. It's something that you must do. This is for your encouragement to like who you are. This is for your self-confidence, not someone else. You're not doing this to please someone else. You don't need to share this with someone else. You simply do it to enhance your belief systems, to enhance your expectations, to like who you are. And so you choose these particular principles and think, well, this one here, I would like to apply that principle as being perhaps the most important. And then you go through the layers of principles and you change them. As you become involved in these day-to-day activities, it becomes rather ironic that many times you will create the opportunities for you to apply the principles. You create the opportunities. It's not someone else putting all of these particular realities in front of you so that you can have the opportunity to apply your principles. It's your subconsciousness putting all of these challenges in front of you so that you can have the opportunity to consciously apply the principles, so that you can consciously like who you are, so that you consciously strengthen your character. And when you begin to like who you are, there's a very magnificent thing begins to happen. Other individuals begin to like who you are as well. It's not something you have to work at, other than you work at it for your own particular benefit. You don't work at it to impress someone else. Others become impressed when you like who you are. And so it's important to like who you are. And it's the first step, and a necessary step to achieve loving yourself consciously. And when you love yourself consciously, then the expectation soars in terms of your capacity to create the reality that you desire. Like who you are, work on loving yourself consciously. Understand what love is. Love is a state of being and a state of doing. You do certain things to allow you to experience what you, in your awakened consciousness state, would view as being very positive, desirable emotions. Allow yourself to experience those very positive, desirable emotions of feeling joy, a feeling that you belong. These feelings of self-worth and self-trust, like who you are. Do the necessary steps in order to allow yourself to experience love consciously, self-love consciously. You see, many involved in relationships, and it becomes very difficult for them to sustain a relationship, to become in what you would refer to as a loving relationship. This is very difficult, to give love to someone else when you don't love yourself, when you don't understand the concept. It's difficult to give away something that you don't know what it is, or that you don't experience it yourself, or that you don't understand the emotions that are involved, and that you're allowing another one the opportunity to experience. So love yourself. Do the necessary things to allow you to experience those very strong, what you would refer to as positive, enjoyable emotions. Emotions of trust. Emotions of joy. Become involved consciously in participating in those activities. Apply your principles so that you like who you are and you strengthen your character. And then the self-love becomes much easier. The self-respect becomes evident. Liking who you are consciously becomes evident to those around you. And through those particular exercises, you begin to enhance the expectation, regardless of what it is that you believe is responsible for the creation process. You see, once again, that's the human consciousness belief system and whether it's right or wrong. There are those who would believe that there is this almighty entity that's creating and influencing this entire vibrational level that you exist in. And there are others who would suggest that that's absolutely not true. That this reality that they're experiencing is simply a validation of their belief system. And many of those individuals in your awakened consciousness state would have opposing views on the creation process. But at the level of consciousness from which you create this reality, there is absolutely no such opposition. You understand that you create the reality from a position of absolute unconditional love to validate the beliefs that you hold in your awakened consciousness state. And it's only in the awakened consciousness state that you judge whether or not that validation is achieved through what is a positive or negative or desirable or less than desirable belief system. No such judgment exists at the level from which you create your reality. At that level you interact with each other from a position of absolute unconditional love. You see, when you exist in this vibrational level, it gives you the opportunity to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that's not possible to experience in other realities when one understands that the creation process is simply a validation of their belief systems and that they are responsible for that creation. Not just has the explanation given to them, but absolutely owns that belief system. They know, they understand the reality creation process. And so when you understand the reality creation process, it's very difficult to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that entities within your vibrational level experience on what you refer to as a day-to-day basis. Because it's not possible when you understand that you are the creator of the reality. As we've used the analogy, it's like entering into a movie theater and seeing a projection upon a screen, and you understand absolutely that it's simply a trick of light. And that you understand as well that it's someone else's projection that allows you to experience emotions and feelings absolutely, but they're not as intense as the emotions and feelings that you experience when you walk out of that theater. Because you see, in your awakened consciousness state, when this vibrational level, when you hide from the understanding of who and what you truly are, then the experience that you have in your awakened consciousness state is real. it's really the most illusionary reality, but nonetheless is the result of the veil that you put in place and sustain. It appears to be real. And consequently, you can experience an intense range of emotions and feelings much greater than the ones that you experience in the theater. And so it is when you create with the understanding that you are all that is, and you hold that understanding, it's very difficult to experience the range of emotions and feelings that you experience in your so-called vibrational level in your awakened consciousness state. The only exception is the experience of absolute unconditional love. That grows continuously when you understand that you are in control. You experience that at a level of consciousness that you choose to hide from. You experience that at the level of consciousness from which you create this reality. You simply put in place this electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to have the understanding and awareness of who and what you truly are, of this unconditional love that you experience at that level of your consciousness. You choose to hide from it and to believe that this is real, that this illusionary reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is the real reality, when actually it is the most illusionary reality that you will ever experience. You're all that is. You create this reality from a position of absolute and unconditional love. You only exist in this reality for the opportunity of experiencing the intense range of emotions and feelings that are only possible when you believe you're not in control, when you hide from who and what you truly are, when you put in place this electromagnetic type of veil that not only limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, limits your capacity as well to understand the creation process that you utilize to create this reality, and limits the capacity for any other entity existing outside of your vibrational level to interfere with or to have an influence upon your creation process. Your choice. Your reality. Your illusion. All of it. You create your reality. You are the God you search for, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. There are only three truisms that exist not only in your vibrational level, but in all of the vibrational levels throughout all of creation. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. And you enhance that imagination, and you enhance your expectation by lacking who you are and bringing self-love into the conscious state. It's really that simple. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
I have one, but it's kind of hard to explain. Why is it that we attach to inanimate objects like memories and things we've had for years, and even to just like they get such a hold on us that we can't part with stuff, but, you know? And it's like a, how to explain it? Not hoarding, but detachment.
For many, that attachment is like an attachment to a past that is very difficult to move from. Difficult but not impossible. In many times, attaching oneself to that past makes it difficult for one to achieve any type of what you might refer to as a desirable reality in your so-called present. The past and present don't exist other than in your so-called vibrational level in your awakened consciousness state. This past that one refers to exists in the same time and same space as the present. If one wishes to allow one to experience the present in a more enhanced way, if you wish, with the capacity to achieve more of what one desires, then one would find it quite beneficial to understand that the past and the present are all one. And you can simply allow to experience the so-called present part of the One, while in your awakened consciousness state, allowing the past to be the past. It's really difficult to grasp the concept that the past and the present and the future are all in the now. And yet one doesn't dwell on the future. It's not that it's not possible. It just becomes difficult, because when in your so-called vibrational level, in your awakened consciousness state in particular, believe in this passage of time and space. You believe that there's a beginning and an end, and that you are somewhere in the middle, that you are somewhere along this progression, when really it's not that way at all. You exist in the now. And so the past is as real, if you wish, as your present or your future. You can choose to allow your consciousness to dwell in any of those areas. However, in your so-called awakened consciousness state, when one is believing that the future may hold different possibilities, it's very difficult to achieve those possibilities, to have that expectation, to have that so-called imaginary reality that you desire to bring in when one is existing in the past, when one holds on to those attachments in the past, which really had very little significance in the reality that you experience in the now. You can change the past. Not only can, but do consistently change the past. It becomes difficult to grasp that you can change the past. But you certainly don't change it when you, in your awakened consciousness state, dwell upon it as being something that's desirable. Well, I can't let that go. I really like that. If you really like that, then why are you existing in the so-called present? Time is illusionary. If you choose to hold on to what you refer to as the past, it becomes your present. It becomes your present. It is not right or wrong. One is suggesting for an instant that one, if you desire, can't live in the past. Absolutely, that's your choice. This is not a right or wrong. It's a choice that you make as an individual. If you choose in your awakened consciousness state to decide whether it's right or wrong, once again, that spark of consciousness that you are, that creates this reality, has no such judgment, but gives to you that which you desire. And so if you continuously make the choices and decisions to exist within that so-called past, to have that a part of your present, then you can have that. It's not right or wrong, but if you don't like it, if it's not giving you that which you desire, then change it. Let it go. It's really not important. Things in this world are not important, other than the importance that you put upon them. You see, in your so-called awakened consciousness state, there are many individuals who seem to think that possessions signify who they are. And it's really not that way. You can have that if you wish, but it's a very limiting belief to hold. Because you see, then you become, for lack of a better terminology, a slave to your possessions. They dictate how it is that you exist. And when you put a strong emphasis on the possessions, when you allow your possessions to determine who you are, then you lose the capacity to step out from the past. It becomes very difficult when you allow possessions to have an influence upon your life that you are not in control of. It's a choice. It's not that someone says that that's how it must be. It's a choice. You can participate or not participate. You can allow possessions to be important or not possessions to be important. It's your choice. And it's not right or wrong. It's a choice. But with it comes the consequences, if you wish, of the choice. You create the reality that validates the belief you hold. If you believe that your possessions are the determination of who you are, then you can have that. It has its limitations, but then so does any other choice that you make have its limitations. It's important for you to decide which is important. It's important for you to decide which one is the most priority choice for you to make in any particular situation. And if you choose to dwell on the past, to believe that something that's occurred in your past is important, you can have that. It's not right or wrong, but with it comes the understanding that it's a validation of a belief system that your past is important, and therefore it influences your present, and as a consequence makes it very difficult for you to have the expectation to experience alterations in your future. We would suggest that it could be very beneficial to not allow either your past or your possessions to define who you are. Possessions are things that can be easily replaced. The past in your awakened consciousness state is in the past. And while you can, in your awakened consciousness state and based upon your belief systems, learn from your past, it pays very few dividends to attempt to allow the past to become your present. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Well now, once again it has been a very enjoyable interaction, and we would like to once again express our gratitude to each of you, and to once again suggest that we are grateful for these opportunities to interact and to share with you, for these opportunities for us to experience in a limited aspect some of the emotions and feelings that you experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And we would also suggest, however, it also intensifies our desire to never enter into your vibrational level. And so, we would remind you that should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to have that interaction, you have but to express the intent. And so, we would leave you now with love and with peace.